Well, you know, a tough loss for our team. Credit to Indianapolis Colts. They did a great job in defending their home field. And, you know, we did not play our best football over the course of four quarters. Guys fought hard at the end and got us back in the game. But just too many things that we didn't do well to win on the road. And it definitely cost us today.
Let's see, how much does your frustration level rise as the penalties keep coming at so many bad moments?
Yeah, we did some things today that, you know, really, really hurt us, where we hurt ourselves. Just, you know, we gotta figure it out. We gotta learn from it and not let it happen going forward. It, you know, we really shot ourselves in the foot a few different times.
How do you explain that?
You know, we weren't as bad a week ago with penalties. We did a pretty good job, and today we didn't. So we gotta go back, look at what we're doing, and try to figure out what we have to do better when we're playing at home next week.
Leslie, with their issues with their offensive line, did you think, particularly in the first half, that you'd be able to get more pressure on Luck? I know he did a good job moving his feet, but it seemed like he really got into a rhythm.
Yeah, we got in the move sometimes, and we couldn't get him on the ground. You know, he escaped some pressure sometimes, or he escaped. And when we had people covered up, he was able to get out and make some plays on the move, and we just couldn't get him on the ground. And, you know, he did a good job of moving around.
A lot of quick passes for Ponder early on. Was that an effort to get him a rhythm as opposed to what happened last week? And then what prompted you to try to open it up a little bit more?
You know, we were running the ball so well early on. We were getting field goals and not getting touchdowns. And we had the one, I think, penalty, a hold. I can't remember what the penalty was, a holding penalty. And we had something with field on one of those drives that really backed us out of field goal range and got us out of our rhythm. We were running the ball well, so we wanted to get back to a short passing game, and we had success doing that. And then the game changed in the second half, where we needed to, you know, get the ball downfield a little bit more, and you know, we were able to do that.
Well, looked like Harvin was in a little bit of pain there at the end. What can you tell us?
He was having cramps, and when that happens, you know, he just couldn't continue, so he'd come off to the sideline and, you know, get himself together, and then he went back in and played. But he was having cramps, having trouble with cramps.
What happened to Aaron Henderson at the end there?
I think he did an elbow or something, but he ended up coming back in the game. You know.
On the touchdown to Wayne, is that just Aaron's got to get more depth on that in the Tampa 2?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, something that we talked about, something we worked on when it put him in that spot, and then we just got to execute, you know, our assignments. And we didn't on that play, and it definitely cost us, especially the situation with the time left on the clock. It just you can't have that to happen.
Continue to mix it up a lot on the coverage side of things, but I think Antoine got caught in a man situation where he's trying to chase that guy over. I mean, a lot of these things are just execution, but how do you sort of balance that now in terms of what you're going to be able to run?
Well, you don't want to be stale and be predictable, so you got to mix it up. And, you know, we have to make plays when we're in zone or man. We got to find ways to make plays. You know, we're not going to play 100% zone. Don't want to be 100% man either.
What did you see on Reggie Wayne's touchdown there, and was there a breakdown at some point? Or?
Yeah, I mean, just repeating what I just said with Tom, you know, we got to do a better job in coverage there before the half. It's something we played many a times, and got to understand the situation, understand who's at that spot where he lines up, where he lined up at, and then play the play. I mean, just play it, play that play.
Was the thinking with the dime, the way that they spread it out there when they go to that empty shotgun, that you wanted to combat them with the extra DB?
Yeah, we wanted to have an ability to not only play zone by keeping a linebacker out there, but being able to play some man and match up, and that's what we did on occasion, and it helped us some.
What do you think of Christian's play just in general? I mean, obviously he had a tough first half, but came back and made some plays in the second half.
Yeah, he did some good things, especially late in the game, to get us going. We just got to find a way across the board to play better early in offense, defense, special teams. You know, we're digging ourselves a hole. Like the way we're fighting, like the way we're competing, but we got to go back and just see what we're doing early on to get a little bit more consistent play throughout four quarters.
What happened last week, again, was wondering, or the thought crossed your mind that you maybe left him a little too much time. I mean, obviously, you want to score there in that last minute, but is that, you know, what was the message?
Well, you want to score. You know, you want to score, and then defense has to go out and hold them in that situation. That's our league. I mean, you know, in that situation where we were, we needed to get the ball in the end zone, and then we got to go out and play defense.
The roughing the punter and then Jared Slate hit, they both come in situations where you guys are basically going to be off the field. Mm-hmm. That's got to be twice as maddening to have those penalties happen at the times they did.
No doubt. I mean, they got a field goal out of that, and it turns out that a field goal is the difference in the game. So one of those moments, like I talked about a moment ago, where we really shot ourselves in the foot, just didn't do the right things in either one of those situations, and it hurt us.
Did Jared have an explanation?
No, I don't. I didn't talk to him about it, no.
Hydration issues or something, or why was he out for a little bit there?
He did. We had to send him in to get an IV, and then he came back.
When Sherrill's brought the ball out from deep on the kickoff late in the first half, is that too deep for him to be doing? I know Percy's kind of got free license, but is that too deep for Margus?
You know, we give him a parameter, and his judgment, he thought it was the right thing to do, and you got to let him have some freedom. We do have some parameters for him, but you also got to let him make some decisions.
What did they do well on the last field goal drive to basically do what you guys did a week ago and get set up for?
Well, they hit two big plays in the passing game, and one against zone coverage, one against pressure. And the first one where the quarterback escaped, you know, we have pretty good pressure, and then he spins out of I think it was Jared maybe. I can't remember who it was who got a good hurry on him and made a big play, big completion. You know, credit to him. I mean, a quarterback made that play. The second time we brought pressure, he recognized it, and they blocked it pretty good and got a big completion and put him in field goal range.
Did it look to you guys like Sendejo actually did touch the punter? He sold it awfully hard there.
You know, the guys upstairs didn't think it was a 15-yarder, but that's what it turned out to be. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks.